threat. Okay, today's daf. Today's daf is daf Kuf Mem. Yesterday we had a sugya that I promised to discuss. People, I promised it to aren't here. So I guess we'll discuss it again, which was the Ha'arama. We'll discuss it at the end of the, if someone will remind me again, if we don't finish too late. Okay, we're up to the last line. V'notnim beitza b'misaninet. The question is, why is it permissible to put an egg through a filter? Because doesn't this basically allow you to separate a yolk from the white of the egg? I mean, why isn't that bayra? Tani Yaakov karcha v'sheino sinotav legavin. The point over there is that the main issue is that you want the color of the yolk separated from the white. As far as ochel and psolet is concerned, it makes no difference. They're both edible. You're putting it through over here, this filter, and it's collate from the mustard. And, well, okay, fine, it's very nice, but certainly not the derech of Beirah. Itmar. Chardal shalosho mi'erev Shabbos. And this is a sugya that happens all the time. You have something which you made liquid yesterday. So you have your mustard seeds. You mix the mustard seeds yesterday so that they're now mixed with water already. Then lemocher, the next day, when they get sort of, they're too thick and you want to make them, you want to make it now more liquidy, so you can be memacho bekli, says Rav, avalobiyat. You should take, let's say, a spoon or something, smoosh it to soften it up, but don't use your hand, because if you use your hand, you'll be doing a better job, because you with your hand, you can feel very clearly whether there's any globs. You push the globs. And therefore, it's better to do it with a shinui meaning a way in which it isn't as well done as it would have been done another way. Amar le Shmuel, what are you talking about? The point of a shinui is to do it differently. So it isn't a question whether it's as good or not as good. Biyad, you're saying, use your hand, not by hand. What are you telling me? That you stick your fingers into the mustard every day in order to make sure it doesn't have any globs in it? What are we doing? Who are you making this for, maybe? Your chamor? Machal chamorimu? I understand. What? Who puts fingers into food? On the contrary, Elo Amar Shmuel, just the opposite. Memachal biyad. Use your fingers, because that's a shinui in terms of the way in which it's done. So even though you're tied up, but you're doing a better job, but fine, but I'm doing it shalok derech, the normal lisha. Because normally, you don't put your fingers into your food. That's right. That's machal chamorim. It's my, but don't use a kli, because a kli is what you would have used b'chol. Now here we have a major machlokas. Itmar Rabbi Eliezer Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev Asur. Rabbi Eliezer has, look, bottom line is, either way you're doing something wrong. Ramacha b'yad, so you're ending up doing a good job. You're Ramacha b'kli, you're ending up doing Uvda Dechot. Therefore both ways are Asur. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev Mutter. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, just the opposite. I say, if you do it b'kli, you're not doing such a good job, so it's not a problem. If you do it biyad, you're making a shinui. So it's not a problem. So either way, you could do it. In other words, the svaras of Rav and Shmuel originally are taken by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, as each one of them being meaningful. So either I take the tzad that the other one took to aser, but Shmuel took to aser Rav, but Rav took to aser Shmuel, or I take the tzad that Shmuel took to be mater his, and that Rav took to be mater his. We're getting there. Abaye v'rova damri tavayu, ein halakha k'Rabbi Yochanan. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, kam Rabbi Yochanan b'shitasi to Rabbi Eliezer. What happened is that Rabbi Yochanan had charata, and he ended up holding what Rabbi Elazar said, which was usser, and actually it was Rabbi Elazar changed his mind, and he was also kam b'shitasi to Shmuel, even though he had usser originally. Any type of mixing, was not really mixing, but any type of, I guess we'd call it smushing, right? Because it's already mixed. In other words, the ikar lisha was done. You have mustard now that's mixed, but it's hardened. It became hardened. So in the end, he was matir like Shmuel to do it with a shinui, meaning a shinui for the way he would normally do it, which is to do it biyad, even though it's very effective to do it biyad, but it's not a nuv din dechol. Abaye v'rava damer tavaye halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye and Rava both said we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan now, Rabbi Yochanan's new sheet, which Rabbi Yochanan was kam b'shitasa to Rabbi Elazar, and he answered it. He made the Abaye, Abaye's nanny, made it for him. V'lo achal, he refused to eat it on Shabbos. The Vito, the Zira, Zira's wife, made it for some of the Talmidim that came over on Shabbos. She was giving them some nice mustard and so on. Of course, they refused to eat it because it wasn't kosher enough for them. So nothing has changed. So she makes it to Reb Chiya Barashi, who's a guest at her house. He refuses to eat it. So she says to him, to your Rebbe, I make it for him. It's good enough. It's kosher enough for you. It's not kosher enough. I'm not feeling well. Don't be matter. Yeah. So the Rav Chav, Omar Rava Bar Shva, Vekim Nekamele Ravina. I was once standing by Ravina, and I saw that Bakshile Beshufta the Tum of the Ochel. What they did was, is they made a shinoi in both inyanim. They didn't use a kli. Instead, what they took was a piece of garlic, the middle piece of the garlic, which is tough, hard. They used that, but didn't do a biyad. So in other words, you don't have either chisarn. Biyad, you don't have the chisarn, you can't do a good job with a piece of tumah. And you didn't use a kli, so you were mishana, so it wasn't uvda dechol. And that way he was matarit, and he ate it. And Omar Marzutra, let yilchata kekol hanishmaitza. All of this is wrong. You can forget about everything that we just said. We don't paskin like that. Eleki hodi itbar, here's how we paskin. Chardal shaloshu mi'erev Shabbos. If you had already done the lisha from Erev Shabbos and mixed it with water, L'machar memacho ben biyad ben bekli. To mush something is not considered to be lisha. So therefore you could soften it whether with your hand or with a kli. Not only that, you can even add ingredients to it. Let's say you want to have honey mustard. No ten l'tocho dvash. You can add honey to the mustard. The only thing is lo yitrof. You should not whip it up. Because whipping it up already is derech lisha. So, but what you can do is you're just ma'arev. You mix it with some, in a way that you wouldn't normally mix it. You mix it, in other words, what we do is we'll use the back of a spoon instead of, or a knife if you don't usually do it that way. But in some way in which it's not normally the full uvda dechol, and that's mutter. Because the point over here is that it's not a true lisha, since it's already been lash before. Been lush yesterday. There's even a machlokas, how hard it can be. In the Yerushalmi, it's mashma that it has to actually be liquid. So that all you're doing is you're making it a finer mix. But there are many who are matter because this is not, once it's nilosh already, so then what you're adding to it is not considered to be a new lisha. It's not the derech lisha bekach to make a new, what it's like, you're making a new dough. Okay, so you're mixing things and it's tamachodas erchlit. In order to be mechalik between this and the normal pu'ula of lisha, so you do it with a shinoi of some kind. What we do is we change the order of the ingredients. In other words, it's something that you would normally put in afterwards, you put in before, or we change the kli that you use it with, or we change the kli that you do it in. So you do it in a funny way, you do it on a platter instead of inside of a bowl. And this comes up very often with baby food issues and so on, where you're doing pulites that are similar to lisha, and you're mixing. So these are the different changes that are done in order to be matred. Shachlayim, sheshachkan me'erev Shabbat. If you have shachlayim, those are vetches that you, otherwise called krishim in the Gemara, that you already ground them up erev Shabbos. What you need to have now is to, you need to make basically the mix. You make a mix by putting in vinegar and oil and things like that. So l'mocher, on Shabbos itself, noten l'tocho shemen, v'chometz, you can add oil and vinegar to it. You could add mint to it, mamshich l'tocho ramita, v'lo yitrof, again on condition that you don't mix, you don't whip it up, so that you have a good salad dressing. Ela ma'arev, you should mix it gently so that there's no real pula of lisha here.
But the other case was where there already was lisha once before on this Erev Shabbos. Here there's no lisha Erev Shabbos. It's the first time you're doing lisha. So why is it much even with the
Shabbos? So again, some Enochinami bring a raya from here that where the Babu doesn't go like the Yerushalmi, it doesn't need to be liquid mamish. Or that this is the derech of Shechika and Shachlayim. It creates its own, it's basically a, like a hummus kind of mixture. It would be like we have hummus. So it's there's a little bit of a mix there already, so to speak. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they are really. I've never really dealt with vetches, so I don't know exactly what its consistency is. It's hard for me to relate to it. Shum, same thing that if you have garlic that you crush on Erev Shabbos. So again, you can add to the garlic, pol, v'grisim, v'lo yishchok, elamarev. You can't grind up these things together. These are sort of like, they make them today, mixing, what do they call it, the bee, wheat?
Fergal?
Yeah, thank you. I'll never remember. Yeah, so they make this burgle wheat, which is like pol and grisim. And they mix it together with garlic and so on. It's a nice vegetarian meal. But again, you shouldn't grind them all together. You could just be ma'ariv them. And there too, you can mamshich et amita letocha. And you can let the mint, you can put mint into it and flavor it and so on. Maya mita ad nanya. Om rabbi yishmamina hai nanya maya letachle. So apparently, you see from here, it's good to have mint with vetches. If you're going to eat vetches already, you might as well get some mint. And we know there's a difference between that we had before, aluntis and brochas. We had a lot of examples. What exactly is the difference? Tana Rabbanan, osina no malin b'shabbat ve'en osina aluntit. Now the aluntit we know that we used for restorative reasons. It was a restorative, you know, what the housewives say today. you go into a bathhouse, you get weakened, you take some aluntit. So that's already more similar to refuah. Therefore, we don't make it on Shabbos. Ve'ezoya numalin ve'ezeo aluntit. How do you make this? A numalin is made with a mixture of yayin, dvash, and pilpilin. It's an interesting mixture. Okay. Aluntit is yayin yashan, mayim tzlulim vafar simon, which really, it can really restore you, man. Da'avdi lebe masuta lemekar. You come out of the bathhouse, you take a little bit of this, and it chills you to your bone, gets you back into shape, and then you shake it off, and you get out. Well, Rav Yosef, I could tell you that Zimna Chara Alit Bata Mar Ukva Lebebani. I once went with Mar Ukva into the bathhouse. He had the special membership over there, so he took me with him. Ki Nafke, when we got out, Atai, so they brought us this stuff. And he gave me a little bit of this mixture of here, Ashkai and Chamra. I mean, it doesn't mean Chamra alone. In other words, the Chamra, which was the mixture of the Afar Simon and the Mayan and so on. And he gave me one cup, and I tell you, Chashim mi binta the Roshi v'atufa de Karoy. Oh man, I could feel that from the hairs on my head down to the tippy toes on my feet. I thought I was going to plutz. V'yashkayan kasa achrina. I know if I would have had one more cup, having mistafina dilma menakilin mischusid alma d'asi, they would have taken off my elma before. If I would have survived that one. Wait a minute, but Marukva does this every day. I mean, Marukva shati ko yuma. Nah, shiny Marukva the dashbe. Marukva's got a membership. He's used to this stuff already. For me, it was a shocker. Let me tell you. Ein shorin tachiltit beposhri. Machiltit we've had it before. It's a type of very sharp plant. I don't know, do you have a picture of it there? I'm sure. So at least we can know what it isn't. it's a type of very sharp plant that's used for refuah. You don't put that type of thing in. Oh, there we, so at least we at least we know what it isn't. Ah, I've seen these around. Uh-huh. Oh, so it's asafoetida. You must have heard of that, right? No, seriously. It's called asa. You see it growing. I don't know what it's called in English.
Asafoetida.
Asafoetida.
One of the long-term foundations of the project. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are people like Zohar Amar mm-hmm. who know these things, who photograph all of them, who yeah. make the accompaniment to say there's writing to these.
Beautiful. Okay, so you don't put it into warm water, which is its derech b'chol. Could be, yeah, the white thing, the bottom, the root, yeah. Avol noten letoch hachometz. You can put it, however, into vinegar and use it as a flavoring for your food. Vein sholinet hakarshinin. Now the karshinin. What you do in order to clean them is the same thing that we do when we're preparing beans and stuff for cholent. You put water over it, and you let soak it, and meanwhile all of the psolet rises to the top. Now that's a type of beira. Because by doing that, you can actually separate out the psolet from the olcha. So you don't do that shliya. V'lo shafinotam, you also don't rub them, because that also removes the psolet. Aval noten letoch hakvara, letoch hakalkala. What you can do is you can put it into, not to actually do a pula with it, but you can put it into a sieve. And even though stuff will fall out by itself, or you can carry it in a basket. I mean, so obviously some of the junk is going to fall out in the basket, but you can't do a true pula of beirer on it.
You're storing it, just for storing.
Well, you're moving it around, even though lamaisa it's going to get better in the context while you bring it out to feed the animal and so on. You may be cleaning it. In kovrina tateven bikvara, you also have to be careful not to take the teven, which is made from the kash, right? You have the hairy part on top. Of the shibboleth is called the tavern. And what you want to do is you'd like to get rid of the motes, which is part of the upper part, which is not healthy for an animal to eat. But you can't put it through a kivara, nor can you even use just gravity. Let's say you put the whole thing on a place like tenor gabi makom gavoa, and that way the motes rolls off. You could carry it in the kavara in order to feed it to your animal. Lamaisa, some of the motes is going to come out that way and will fall through the holes of the kavara. And you pour it into the evos from there, and that way you've basically made things better for your animal. You haven't done the full pool of the beira. But since this is not the derech of beira, it's a dovish enem iskavin, as you're not doing this specifically for beira. So the fact that there is some bayer that comes on the way, this, not everybody agrees with this, by the way, but Rashi's approach is that the sugi is going a libid Rebbe Shimon. And that's why we're being matur this, because it's Dabar Shem is coming. There are others who learn that it is independent. And the Machlokas, the reason that they learn that way is because at the end of the sugi, there seems to be a steer in the Mandi Amrim, who Aser, according to the way Rashi's learning, would have to be the whole of Rebbe Yehuda, and the Mashmos says elsewhere that they don't. So the other issue would be whether this is considered to be already there of birth. Iboilu. Sharamai. What if I did put chiltis in warm water? What would it be? Was that a deraisa drabona? Tirgama Ravada Narsha Kameda Rav Yosef Shara Chayav Chatas. Ravada from Narish said in front of Rav Yosef, you'd be Chayav Chatas, because that's the derech in which you prepare a chiltis. Omalei Abaye Hazan Narish, things alameyato, Shara Umtsa Bamaya, Chinamina Mechayav, it's a bunch of things. If you take a piece of meat and you put it into warm water, telling me that you would be chayiv. You can't cook something in mayim poshrim. Mayim poshrim are simply not hot enough to cook. What we have over here is a question of uvda dechol, and that's why we don't do it. So obviously you wouldn't be chayiv. Incidentally, here too, there is a machlokas between the Rishonim about the same way we used before. We said uvda dechol. For the 2 days ago, we had the Shol Yasek Yiderach Shu'aisa Bechol, also was a bias pshat, remember? If it was the question about hanging something, a bias said that's no different than Tola Kuzi Besichta. You can't hang up a pot on Shabbos. The same thing over here, say what? You can't put a piece of meat into warm water on Shabbos. It's the same lotion, and a bias says in both cases, the issue is over there not because of Baina Mamish, but because of the Dechol. And here he says the issue is not because of Bishul Mamish, but because of Uvda Dechol. Some learn that this Uvda Dechol is not the normal Uvda Dechol. I mentioned before by the Rambam, the way the Rambam was learning over there, that it's an actual Shvus. It's not just that it looks like the way you would do it Bechol. It's one of the Shvusim. There's the Uvda Dechol, there's Shvusim that are similar to Binyan, because you can come already. Liday Binyan and such. That's how many learn here as well. It doesn't mean literally just an Isser Uvda Dechol, don't do it this way, but rather it's an Isser Shvus. Bo minei Rabbi Yochanan mirabiyane. Ma'u lishra is a chiltis betzonein. Can I put chiltis, which was that sharp, the asafatida, can I put it into cool, cold water? Armalei Osir. No, you can't. What? I didn't expect that. I wouldn't have asked, you know. I mean, the Mishnah said, "Ein shorina tachiltis beposhrin." But I mean, certainly, betzonein it's mutter. Doesn't the Mishnah say that the problem is putting it into warm water? You said that that's because of uvda dechol.
If you put it in vinegar, you ought to be able to put it in cold water.
That's right, absolutely. So why can't I put it into tzonein? Notice that he still asked. He wasn't going to be pesek b'toich the Mishnah. That's Mavala Eilam. Omar Lay, so he said to him, his Rebbe said to him, Rabbi Yonai said to him, Im kein ma bein liv alach. If you think you could be Bidayak and a Mishnah, so then what's the difference between me, the Rav, and you, the Talmud? You're going to ask me a kaj, you want to be basic halacha from a Mishnah? I just told you something, man. So think about it. The point is that Masnisin Yechidahi. You're right about the Mishnah, but that's why you have a Rebbe. The Mishnah is not lahalacha. The Mishnah actually represents the shita of one individual. We don't paskin like that. We paskin in Tosra Filu B'Tzonin. The Tanya, Ein Shorina Tachiltit Lo B'Chamin V'Lo B'Tzonin. And that's Stam, the Tanakama here. It's brought Stam. Rabbi Yosi Omer B'Chamin Oser B'Tzonin Mutim. So Lamaisa was only going on Libet Rabbi Yosi, our Mishnah. The Das of the Rabbi is not this way. Lamai Avdilei, by the way, why would you make this mixture of a chiltis that is sitting in cold water? Leyukra deliba, you do it for feeling heavy on your heart. You need you feel you're not getting enough oxygen. You need to lighten yourself. It provides relief from that sensation. Now, Rav Acha bar Yosef had a problem with yukra deliba, and he came to Mar Ukva. And he asked him, so what do I do? It's really hard to go on like this.
Is this hard for
him? Mm-mm. Yukra deliba is a sense of heaviness.
A physical
pressure.
Thing,
yeah. Blister type thing? Yeah. Zil shati tlasa tikla chiltata betlasa yumi. I'll tell you. You drink yourself three mishkal of, this is takli of the standard weight of the money, of chiltis over the course of 3 days, that'll do it for you, man. Hazal ishtit. So anyway, he went and he starts drinking on a Thursday, and then he drinks his next dosage on a Friday, and then at Shabbos, so he wants to know whether he's allowed, what's he allowed to do today. So Hazal shom bei midrash. So he goes and he asks in the Beit HaMidrash, Amrulei, Tana Devei Ravada. So the Tana Devei Ravada, some say it was Tana Devei Marba Ravada. Shote Adam Kav O Kabayim Venochoshesh. There's no problem, and it's not only sick people that are, that drink a kav or two of this stuff. It's okay to drink it on Shabbos. I never asked you if I could drink it on Shabbos. You misunderstood me. Lishtotol Kaviboyle. I understand that this is something that people drink even when they're not really sick. Ki Kaviboyle Lishrot Mai. I was asking whether I could make it, because I didn't make it before Shabbos. Amalu Reb Chiya Bar Avin. Well, I'll tell you, but I had a mice exactly like this. I went to ask Rav Bar Avva, and he didn't know. So I went and asked Rav Huna, and he said that Rav Paskin, that you leave it in the cold water, and then once it's in the cold water, you can put the cold water into the sun. There's nothing wrong with leaving things in the sun, even though it warms it up. And then you end up getting, basically, chiltit proportion, because the water warms up. So what, is that kemandashori? In other words, so he's posketing like the mandiyama, like Rabbi Yossi, who said that you could put it into cold water. Or is he saying that there's some other factor over here? No. Afilu mandiyasa. Even according to Rabbana, that we learned before from Vianai, that you would not be allowed to be bitzoni. That's only somebody who didn't take two dosages for the 2 days before. But if you took two dosages and you suddenly stopped taking it, you're in big trouble. There's some medications that once you get on a dosage, you can't suddenly drop off. And that's one of these things. So, you already had a dose on Thursday. You had a dose on Friday. If you suddenly don't drink at all on Shabbos, you're going to get into trouble. And mistaken, it's actually a sakana. So, okay, lemaisa, as far as it's possible to make a shinui, not to do it but potion directly, do it but sonin, and then to put it into the sun, fine, that you should do. But I'm certainly not saying under normal circumstances you would be able to necessarily go like the Das of Rabbi Yossi and put it into tzayni. That he wasn't matir.
Quick question. Is this included by a did the doctor give him this as a prescription, or did he take this on his own? Or does that not shy up at all?
Marukva gave it to him as a prescription. You're going to argue with Marukva?
I have a question. Does that come under
any mumka?
That's
all
for this type of thing.
You don't need a
mumka
necessarily.
You don't need a
mumka
for a continuation of medication?
Somebody knows. He knows. V'ozot, now, v'mistamech v'yoz Rebacha bar Yosef et katfid Rebacha bar Yitzchok bar Achte. Rebacha bar Yosef was already of advanced age. So when he would walk, this is what nephews are good for, he would lean on his nephew's shoulders. And in those days, nephews used to have a little bit of derech eretz for the old uncle. So he was walking along, hanging on to Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, his nephew. And Omaleh, he told his nephew, Ki matina leve Rav Safra ayelana. When we get to Rav Safra's house, I'd appreciate it. Bring me up there, and I need to speak to Rav Safra. So Kimotu, when they got to Rav Safra's place, ayelay, he brought him up. Boom, and of course he had personal conversation, come in with him, but the boy, I mean, he asks him, "Mao lekiskuse kitnita b'shabata." I'm interested to know about if someone who has, they used to have linen, like smoking jackets, and the thing with linen is that after it's washed, and it's hung, and it dries, you rub it, because it dries very, very tough. It's stiff, and when you rub it, you soften it, but in the same way that you soften it, it also gets a shine to the rubbing process. So it's, in a sense, you're completing the washing, because you're making it now, you're giving it its glance. So he wanted to know, is the kavana l'rechuche kitnita kamechavin v'shapradamu? How are we mefarish? Now, this is one of those things that we've had a number of times in the Masechta, where we ask, is his kavana X or is his kavana Y? And the Rishonim are Masbir. That doesn't mean you can ask the guy, so what's your kavana? It's a definition of what the Ikar Pu'ula is in terms of society as a whole. Whatever, I mean, I don't want to, it's not a Diraisa, but similar to Malachas Marim, assuming it were a Malach. So is this a Be'ikr, a softening process, or is it Be'ikr, a shining up process? So is it L'Rechuche Kitnitaka Mechavin V'Shaper? There's nothing wrong with making your shirt a little bit softer. So that would be fine. Or do we say, is what he's doing making it brighter, making it shine? And then it would be Osir because it would be similar to a Libun. Now, Moshe does all, there's no Shaila of the Arisa over here because Libun that is done without any Pu'ula of water is not really Libun. This is how Rashi explains it later. Sorry? No. It's not shy. It's already a beg. It's not shy. Mark Rebatish. Kinafa. So he told them, "L'ruchuche kamachavin v'shapritam." It's no problem. The main pool over here is viewed as a softening process. Therefore, it's okay. Kinafa kasa. So he comes out, and his nephew asks him, "Amale, my boy, Marminei, I'm interested to know if you could tell me what did you ask Rup Safra?" "Amale, boy, minei ma'ol lechitzchusa kitnita b'shabbat." I want to know if I could rub my jacket on Shabbos. Ramali Shaper, Dami told me it's okay. V'tiboyle lamar sudra. Why don't you ask him if you could do that for your hat? I always wanted to know. Yeah. You soften up your sudra. It's like a turban kind of thing. Ah, sudra lo kamiboyle. I'll tell you. I didn't ask him. Because, yeah. The boy mirror. Yeah, that's right. You know, you wrap it. The boy Ravuna. I already asked that from Ravuna. And Rav Huna answered me. Well, partially, Rav Huna answered me. The strange thing is it doesn't say what Rav Huna answered, you know. Yeah. So there is a girsa, and Rashi learns from Rashi, so what Rav Huna answered him was he told him that it's osir. And then he goes to the sugya. We'll see. So then he asked him, but there are other Rishonim who learned that he answered me that it's mutter. So v'tiv shet le lamar misudra. So what? Why did you think, according to Rashi, why did you think to ask about the case of the Kitnita? You should have already assumed it's the same thing as the sutra. Oh, Malay, no. I understood that there may well be a difference. Again, those who learn that it was that it was leheter have a problem over here. If you learn that it that he paskeni leiser, so he said asa mirsek yuludu shivra. I didn't want to ask because I understand that the whole point of a hat is how sharp it looks, not how soft it is, right? I mean, isn't that the whole point? You're going to get that borsellino shot, exactly. So over there, okay, he told me it's osur. I understand why it's osur. I mean, you're going to go to Hebron and not have a shiny hat. It's not right. But when you're wearing something on your body over there, maybe it's more, we're interested in it being soft. I mean, obviously, felt hats, lamosho, and that's what we're talking about. If a felt hat, people aren't marked, but should be a soft felt hat. I don't know. So maybe over there, the softness isn't the issue. The main thing is ulu de chivra. Amr of chista, haikitnita, mishalfu lidida, mikanya, shari. See, you hung up your kitnita, Erev Shabbos, and you took a piece of wood, not a real hanger, you took a konya that is normally meant for firewood, and it's going to be used for firewood as soon as you get your clothing off of it. So now, you want to take the jacket off of the konya, whereas the konya is not really a kli, it's basically mukta. You're allowed to take the jacket off of the kana, but you can't take the kana out of the jacket because then you're moving the muksa directly. Mashen came like this, it's actually menatzad. So you're taking off the jacket, but the kana remains behind. Mishnah Berurah speaks out that we'd have to be talking about over here that it was partially dried. Because once already there was a chashash that he's going to be bali de schita, then the beged would have been muksa itself. Forget about the kana. something is drying before Shabbos, so then it would be mukta. It's interesting, very interesting question that Rav Shlomo Zalman had on that psak, is that he tined that there's no chash of schita of two people. Mm-hmm. So if two people are there, there's no chash of schita. So two people will move. Yeah.
Because
each one, exactly. So how can you say something is muksa, since it would have been possible to move it by two people? Where does he come up with this thing that it would be muksa? Because it happens to be that it was there, and it's doable. It's a very interesting point. But anyway, to move the hanger, mu'ultar, how do you say mu'ultar in English? When you make something just on the spot.
The improvised,
thank you. The improvised hanger, that you're not allowed to move. Omar Rava, the im kli kivayhu mutar. If the kona was not a kona for firewood, it was a kona that's used by weavers. So even though we said before there were shilas of muktamakos chisor and kis, on things like over here where you were meyachid it for using as a hanger, so then already it's a hanger. And you're not going to say, then you would be allowed to take out the hanger too. Omar Rav Chisda, if you have a bundle of vegetables, even though they're no longer in very good shape, as far as you're concerned, all you're going to do is you're going to use it to burn or to throw out. But if lamaisa, it's still usable from achal behima, you can move it. V'lo asir. Omar piyabarashi amarav, hai talya the bisra, sharla tiltule, the kavra asir. If you have on, very often you see on the in the old-fashioned stores, so you tie pieces of jerky, pieces of meat, on strings, and you hang the string, and the meat is hanging along the string. And you do, that's all over like that. And the fish is done in the same way. So if you've got the meat hanging, so that's considered to be roy, to eat raw, and that's mutter to be metalto. But fish that's drying is not pleasant, and therefore it's not roy to eat. Now Rashi, you remember Rashi learned earlier as well, it's a big machlokas about this, that fish, he says, is not roy to eat raw, which of course there's a lot of money on Rashi being wrong about that today.
Richie so,
so I mean, it's okay. There's different approaches over here. That it was salted, it was in the middle of the process, and mailed during that time, it's not really usable. Or others learn that the problem over here seems to be the stick, not because otherwise, why are we talking about why it's hanging? What does that have to do with why it's hanging? And it comes directly after the sugya about the kana. Seems to be more a question of whether you're allowed to move the thing that it's on in order to loosen it, rather than when it's mutter. The question is how it hangs. Okay, but again, this how Rashi learns it's simple, the way we had it earlier. Kavra is not roy to eat this way. Bosar is. Omer of Katina. Omed be'emtza amita kilo omed be'kresa shel isha. Somebody who stands in the middle of a married couple's bed might as well be standing on his wife's stomach. Meaning that this is molid hirhur. He's sitting in these people's bed. He's thinking about what they do in the bed. Well, I've milsay, please. I mean, that's his own problem, and nobody else has to worry about that. Let me give you some good advice. If you are a poor yeshiva bocher and you don't have much money, and you go into a veggie shop and you're buying some veggies, you should know they charge by the bundle. So therefore, choose a long bundle, because anyway, Lisbon Arika, because look, don't worry about the quality, it'll always fool you up. But the kisha ki kisha, you're gonna pay the same thing, whatever the bundle is, right? They all have the same basic thickness. So use your brains and buy the long one, because you're gonna end up with more to eat. The thickness of the package is the same. Also, if you're buying yourself some wood, also they sell it by bundles. So again, remember to buy a long bundle, because I can tell you, tuna ki tuna. Basically, Sally Charlie, but you aren't. No, that's not the tuna it means over here. The tuna that we're talking about over here is the thickness of the bundle. Again, it all is basically the same. They have a standard that they use, which they could tie, because everything they cut it the same length. But the Urcha Mamela, they're not marked, but on the length sums. And make sure that you get the length that you can, because... That's right. V'yom Rav Chista, Bar Bei Rav Delot, Lon Efishalei Rivta. If you don't have much bread to eat, don't eat veggies. No Leichu Yarka, because those veggies make you want bread. Then you're going to be hungry, but you don't have much bread. So better just stick with the bread. V'yom Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, I tell you, I never eat veggies. Not when I was poor, and not now that I'm rich. Because when I was poor, lo baniyuta yachli yarka velo batiruta yachli yarka. Baniyuta, when I was poor, I couldn't eat yirakot because I didn't have enough bread to eat with them. And I just used my own advice, b'shem degriri. They draw your appetite. But batiruta, once I got rich, I said to myself, look, you only have X amount of room in your tummy, right? So in the place that you're going to fill up with veggies, you could be eating steak. So why are you wasting all of that good room? I mean, a hecha the ayel yarka leil bisra v'kavre. In that place that I'm putting in vegetables, I could be putting in some meat and fish. V'yomer of chista barbe rav de lo nefishale refta. If a barbe rav doesn't have much bread to eat, what he should do is he's lo liftzui b'tzui. He should not cut the bread to have a little bit now and a little bit later, because then you're never feeling satisfied. Wait and have it all in one shot, and at least you have some geschmack in life. V'yom Rav Chista, Barbe Rav, Delot Efishalei Rivta. If you're not used to having bread, you should not be the one lo lifta. You shouldn't be the one who cuts the bread for other people either. My time in the lo avi ba'ayin yofa. You're going to cut these little tiny slices, and you're just going to have enough to eat, because you're so used to being mocked but not having enough to eat. V'yom Rav Chista, Anam Yikor lo avi betzina. I want you to know, I never, when I was poor, I would never cut the bread. I couldn't bring myself to cut and give out bread until I looked through all of the bread in the drawer to make sure I had plenty to eat. I'll tell you something else. A guy who can tolerate this black bread, you know, the health bread, which in those days was much cheaper, and so it's made out of sour and it's made out of barley, and he insists on eating good bread made out of chitin. What a waste! He's zayver mishum baltashkes. For the same money, he could have gotten twice the amount of bread. The Omer of Papa, I'm on the Efshalom Mishte Shichra. Rav Papa says, of course, Rav Papa, this is a paid political announcement, that somebody who can drink beer and he wastes his money and drinks wine instead. What kind of craziness is that? V'lav milsa, please. Ignore that advertisement. Bal tashkes de gufa adif. It's worse drinking the beer. You better be makbet on your body than be makbet. You want to end up looking the way Rav Papa looks? You know how big Rav Papa was? So better don't drink the beer and end up with the wine. It'd be better. I don't know. Some learn this about Tashkis the Gufadiv. It's like only referring to the Chamra and not referring back to the. There's different ways of learning it. The question is with the bread that Chita is also. They believe that Chita was better for you also, so it would go both of them. The Yom Rav Chista, some learn it's only on the bread. Very fattening. That's why some learn it like it doesn't go on this. It goes on the bread without it. The Yom Rav Chista, Barbe Rav de Zavid Humtsa. If somebody, a Barbe Rav, can afford finally to buy a little piece of meat, Barbe Rav, the Leslie Mashka, if you can't, you don't have any oil, they used to have this post-dinner cleaning, like finger bowls with oil like you have in China, I suppose, yeah? And what does he do to clean his fingers? Very simple. Nimshi b'mayi b'charitze. If you have standing water that's been lying around, it gets very gooey. And that gooey works just as good as the oil in your finger thing. So dip your fingers in there. Ma'ed ha-charitzi. V'yomer ha-chista, ba'be rav de'zav inunz, if you're buying a little bit of wheat, lisbin unka, always buy the neck. Because in the neck, ispa t'lase mine bas, at least you get the sense of three completely different types of meat. There's very fat meat in the neck, very stringy meat in the neck, and then you also have gidin. So yeah, you can think that you ate something good. The armor of Chista, this is the when they feed you, you know, the chicken neck. Same thing, gurgle.
Oh, yeah.
The same idea, basically. Yeah, but the gerglach are very popular, but there's nothing much to eat, but you fool yourself into thinking you had some meat, you know. The Yomer of Chista, Barbe Rav de Zavin Kitunita. I gotta tell you something else. If you're gonna be buying yourself a really nice jacket, linen jacket, okay, there's only one place to buy. The only place to buy is at Hong Kong. Lisbon bin Nahar Abba. You buy that in Hong Kong. Nichavri kotlas, you take it to the cleaners every 30 days. And I guarantee you, mafatle tracer yarchishata, this thing is going to last you 12 months. Va'ana arve, I guarantee it personally. As a matter of fantastic. What is a kitunita? You know why they call it a kitunita? Because kitana. It sets you into high society, puts you into a nice cut of people. So it's worth it sometimes. You invest in one nice jacket, and you bought yourself some class, you know, and it lasts for 12 months. Romer of Chista, Bar Be'rav, lo leisev atziv tacharata demecha yamani. Be careful not to sit on a new mat. A new mat's always moist, and it's going to eat up your clothes. I tell you, Mamish, the shinuyim over the past 40 years in Eretz Yisrael, all of these things were Mamish Nogea Yom Yom for Yeshiva Bachur. When I first came here, my Chavrusa, he's no longer living, he was Nifter a couple of years ago, but my Chavrusa used to smoke. They had in those days some cigarettes that Mamish would have knocked a donkey out of. I don't even tell you. But they cost basically 5 cents or less for a package. These oval cigarettes. I forgot, they were absolutely horrific. The smell was horrific. But what this guy. No, Dubek was the best. What are you kidding? The best. Ah, sometimes some Americans would come and would give him a Dubek. Ay, well, it's unbelievable. He would take a puff. And he would put it out. And he would wait another half an hour. He would light it, take another puff, and put it out. That way it would last him all day. But why am I bringing you this, Maisa? Because he would take a handkerchief. And he would spread the handkerchief on the bench where he would sit, mirror. And he would sit on the handkerchief. So I'd ask him, why does he sit on the handkerchief? Because when I sit on the bench, it rubs my clothes out more quickly. And this way, my pants last me. And they're momish. It was posh, it was like that. I mean, they had one pair of clothing, and they had to be very careful. His name was Reb Chaim Kamil. He ended up being a very, very famous guy. You know. But that was the madrigal of living. So all these things were Chista. It's mamish nageya, lokal abaisa, how it is that you make your life work out, the derech eretz. Don't ever give in your laundry to the place where you're staying. It's not derech eretz. If you don't want her to fight stains in your clothing, and she'll come to be mezalzel in you. Rav Chista also gave advice to his daughters. First of all, act with tznius even in front of your husbands. Do not eat bread even in front of your husbands. First of all, they may hate the way you eat. They may not like how much you eat. What do you have to expose yourself for? Don't ever eat vegetables at night. It'll give you bad breath. And all you need is flatulence at night. Don't eat tamarim and don't drink beer. Do not use the same place to go to the bathroom that your husbands go. If somebody knocks at the door, never say who's there, beloshen zocher. Lo temru manu, who's there, as if it's a male. Elamani, who's there, as if it's a female. What are you doing talking to males? So you always pretend there's a woman at the door, even if it turns out to be a man. He'll answer you, but you don't want to act like you're exposing yourself in that way. Nikit marganita b'chadi yadi v'kura b'chadi yadi. And make sure that the pearl, which is your breasts, that he's, you make that available to your husband with one hand, and the kura, the mind, make available in the other hand. But marganita achvilei, let him have the pearls, but don't let him have the mind so fast. Kura lo achvilei. Adimitstarim, get him really hot, then he'll want it. Vahadar achvilei, let him go for it. But you have to know how to train a husband. You don't give him what he wants right away. Ein sholinat akarshinin. Now the masnisa to look at Tana. Obviously the Mishnah is not going like the following mandiyama. The Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Mashgichin Bikvara Kol Iker. So Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says, you cannot pay any attention to a Kavara on Shabbos, because that is, because what? So there's a way Rashi was learning the Mishnah. Lechora, what it's saying over here is that Bishleim, if you're like Rebbe Shimon, it's okay, it's a Dov Shem Miskabin, we don't have a problem. Since in utilizing the Kavara, you are going to be doing some Brira, because some of the motes is going to fall through the holes, so therefore you can't do it. In which case, a Kavara is not usable, B'chla. You can't be Mashgiach, it means you can't take into consideration that it even exists. As far as you're concerned, it's out of the running. There'd be no way to avoid even a Davar Sheni Miskabel, would be awesome. As I said, not everybody is Maskim, that the problem over here is a davar shenei miskaven. So the eminent shaila would be that since you're using a kli that is normally used for beira, so mainly yasers it, even though there's no, because the batsim, there's always going to be a little bit of beira that's involved. In those days, you spoke to your daughters rather openly, you notice. It took quite a while for the world to come around to the darga of Rav Chisda, you know. I'm saying, it's the speaking of his daughter.
Kor is mind.
Mine. I corrected myself. It's actually merames, and on both in yonim. It's a mine in the sense that you mine gold, you know. But it's also kura as lashon of shucha, because we call like isha that you get overly stuck on. So it's called bor shucha, you know. It's destructive. So it has both in yonim in it. Okay, Rabbi Osai, I suppose we've gone far enough. Now, yesterday, I told you that you weren't here, of course, in the beginning, which is when we should have spoken about the Harama, but yesterday we had a little sugya of things that were done that certainly looked awfully nasty to do on Shabbos, but were being done, but they're a Harama. It's not just falling asleep in a ferry boat and allowing the guy to ferry you across the river, and then you manage to get where you want, but you pretend you only went to bed, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, the question is, halacha l'maisa, is there a rule about these kind of things? The truth is that the Magen Avraham says, nowadays we don't have barbei ravs, in this sense. We don't have tzurbim mirabbanans, rather, that you can rely on, that are not going to come to do it in such a way that other people will come to learn from it. So he asks it. But l'maisa, the tour does bring a halacha, and not everybody agrees that we should be so machmir. And apparently, you have to use your judgment. In other words, there are those who hold, for Stam, there's some Rishonim who hold, that he only did this because of Hefzid. So in other words, he was going to lose a barrel of wine. It was like a Hefzid Merubah. He wouldn't have been able to be Mashgiach on his Paris. It was like a Hefzid Merubah. So even he was only Matir if there was real Hefzid that was involved. Not Stam, he wouldn't have done it. Again, not everybody agrees with that either. But because we find so many chumras, it's one of those things that is not quite muskan. And so therefore, halacha l'maisa, be'ikar ben ha'peskim, things that are not dramatic and drastic, like going to sleep in a ferry boat and getting across the river, which your entire day is being defined by doing things that everybody else is going to look at. What? So that indeed, it's muskim not to do bizman hazeh. But something like putting tuma inside of the kashum, inside of a barrel where it's not thicker so much and so on. So then in achinami, if a person makes it clear that he says out loud, you know, I'm just doing this for such and such, etc., we're matir in places of hefset to do even haroma on Shabbos, as long as the person is a Talmud Chacham and can be mavdil between the cases. Okay, Rabbi Isai, it's been so much fun meeting you this morning.